Good day, everybody. Carson Horn on Radio, Oklahoma Network. Time to take a look at all of your agricultural markets here today. We've got those coming up on your afternoon wrap-up right after this.
Since 1987, Superior Livestock has been bringing the market to you live via satellite and now also online. To learn more about America's leader in livestock marketing, call Superior at 800-422-2117 or check us out at SuperiorLivestock.com.
It's a new cattle drive for tomorrow day. Market your livestock the Superior way.
It's the 39th annual Roger Mills County Cattlemen's Association All Breed Bull Sale, Saturday, February 4th at 12:15 at the Cheyenne Ag Pavilion, featuring 60-plus breeding-age bulls, registered and commercial Angus, Shorthorn Plus, Composite, Semi-Angus, Hereford, and others. For more information or a catalog, call Linda Lucas at 580-497-7366 or send an email to rmccattleman@yahoo.com. That's rmccattleman@yahoo.com.
Well, the focus across the livestock futures today placed squarely on sharp triple-digit losses in cattle markets. The surprise is just how large overall placements at the end of the year were in the December report, still keeping traders aggressively lower. Sharp losses seen in live cattle futures today with the focus on the pressure in feeder cattle markets and the overall impact that the larger-than-expected placement levels will have on the not only nearby but deferred futures trade. Front month February futures posted a $2.40 per hundredweight loss at the midday, with other nearby contracts holding $2.50 to $2.70 per hundredweight losses in light to moderate trade. Cash cattle markets quiet with little development seen throughout the day. Sharp losses also holding across feeder cattle futures today. The aggressively weak tone of the market and concern that the increased placements will significantly impact long-term market trends, allowing for nearby contracts to hold losses of up to $3 to $4 per hundredweight across the market. There was slightly some less aggressive pressure in deferred contracts, but the overall tone of the market quickly turned bearish given expected supplies available on the market. Grain futures, too, were mostly lower across the board today after choppy early overnight trade gave way to more active selling in Europe. With many markets in Asia closed for Lunar New Year holidays, the path of least resistance was lower on the heels of a sell-off in stocks. Corn prices were lower and made new lows as the session headed down the home stretch. March futures broke below its support line for the past month. And soybeans led the way lower, taking March to the 50% pullback from its January rally. Moving average support was just below the market. Meanwhile, wheat prices were mostly down today, taking winter wheat contracts to new two-week lows. Old crop spring wheat futures also struggled after Friday's bearish reversals, but new crop in Minneapolis tried to hold steady. And that's a look at all your markets for today. For the Radio Oklahoma Network, I'm Carson Horn.